exciting. It spurs our imaginations, and it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all, and it connects us all. Space is exciting.
It has stars. It's black at night.
When we all reside in space.
We are in space right now. Look at it. Oh.
She is a master.
Like military.
She's the master of saying nothing.
Saying a bunch of words but nothing meaningful. Who is she talking to? Like, these are adults. They look like.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know, some sort of military unit that she's speaking to. But
everything she does, she explains it like a toddler would.
There's
and
a
I
lot
think
of
a toddler would
in
explain
space.
It better. There's so much space. I think that's why they call it space, because of all of the space.
Right. She is embarrassing. She never ceases to amaze me in her ability to say absolutely nothing. This pair,
Biden and Kamala are the funniest.
Oh gosh,
duo! It's insane. They got these two together. They're both.
It's funny, but also incredibly sad. I just finished last night. Me and Nick Riccata watched the new interview with Jack Murphy.
Yeah, how'd that go? I didn't watch it.
We laughed a lot at his expense, rightly so, because he just fails to acknowledge that he is the one at fault. He fails to understand the reason why people are so mad, and he is painting himself as a victim, and he says a lot of nothing to try to like explain away everything, and it was really hard to watch, but thankfully I was with Nick and we were laughing our asses off, so it was
Nick's
worth
a good companion on just laughing and making fun of people.
He's good at that, and then of course his chat is absolutely amazing too, and brutal. But what's up, everybody? How are you? Good to see you all. It is Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, and it's of course 1/8 Wednesday. I gotta actually change the title. I forgot that I've been putting 1/8 Wednesday. It's all right.
That's
people
right.
know.
Oh, they get,
people
they
know.
Get it.
It's 1/8.
They can
Wednesday.
Visually see the 1/8 going on.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Today, I actually, just to let everyone know, I have to cut the show early because I am joining, quite frankly, on his channel. And he has to, time constraints, I have to cut early just so I can join him over there. So we're going to go about an hour. So I actually I was going to talk about some other things, but so we're only going to talk about two things today. The Libs of TikTok breakdown, what's going on with that? She is a she, for those who don't know, although many did know because she did an interview with Tucker Carlson, I think like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Maybe a month, and I don't know. It was a while ago now, but
I think it was a few months.
Maybe longer.
It
was a while back, but she's being attacked and she's been doxxed. Her family has been reached to. Washington Post did this absolute smear campaign against her for spreading hate and blah, 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 all this BS, but she's literally just holding up a mirror. And posting the stuff that these crazy liberals out there post. So we're going to talk about it. I have a whole bunch of different things that we're going to discuss, mainly the way that the reporter who doxxed her has acted about supposedly getting doxxed herself, talking about
it's
crying.
So tough out here to be doxxed. I have
that video. Tweets. I'm going to play this video for her of her. What I think is absolutely fake lying. Like,
oh, dude, it's crocodile tears. It's
the
so
definition
fake.
Of crocodile tears. You're going to see it tonight. It is just so apparent and insane how she flipped the script, attack Libs of TikTok, and is now portraying herself as the victim because people are rightly bombarding her online. All right. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about this whole mask mandate being lifted. Now, this is glorious.
We did.
It is about time. The mask mandate is over. But of course, the CDC is now asking the Department of Justice to appeal it.
Come on, bro. Like, stop.
Come on.
Now I got to be lost.
We got to be careful talking about it because I don't want to get into the statistics or the science behind masks, because I know YouTube loves me.
Yeah, they do.
They love me so much.
They love you so much, they'll go back to your backlog and watch your old streams.
Yeah.
And then ding you there. So
yeah. So we're going to...
They're fans. They're big fans.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, just play around there lightly, you know, how we do. But first, let's talk about, real quick, I just want to say Julian Assange should be free. They have accepted his extradition. They have approved it. And this is horrible. Before we get into the segments, I just want to quickly say, free Julian Assange. That man did nothing wrong. He is a fucking hero. I'm sorry for swearing, but I need to, because Julian Assange needs to be freed. All he did was share the fact that there are certain people in the United States government that did war crimes, killed innocent people, killed innocent children, and it is horrible. And they aren't being held accountable, but he is being held accountable for just showing that they did these things. Yep. And it is horrible. It's a terrible thing. He needs to be freed. I fully believe it. That was one of the things I was going to talk about, but I needed to say that. All right. Now they can appeal it. And I think they should. He needs to be freed. This man did nothing wrong. In fact, he actually reached out to the government to tell them that this stuff was going to happen because other people in his organization leaked the information, and he was actually trying to help put the fire out. And what they did was freaking turn on him. All right. Mm-hmm. Chelsea Manning isn't in jail. Obama pardoned him, her, whatever. Mm-hmm. Chelsea Manning, you know, I don't know what the hell, whatever it is.
It's kind of the extreme example of libs of TikTok, where it's somebody that is putting up a mirror saying, hey, these are the things that you're doing, and they put him in jail.
True.
For this. I mean, it's like the extreme example of that, but it's the same kind of mentality of, we don't want to accept the things that we are doing wrong, so we're gonna punish you.
Yep. Exactly. So let's talk about libs of TikTok. This is a little 1 minute clip of Taylor Lorenz, who is the one who actually doxed libs of TikTok. Check this out.
And online harassment is such a misnomer. I think it's a huge problem because harassment is a tool to silence people, especially women and people of color or people from marginalized identities for speaking out. And there's a very intentional goal behind it. It's obviously it's death threats and all of that and rape threats on the daily. And it's not just Twitter. It's like every single surface, right? Like, you know, my cell phone number getting out there, people calling, people harassing my family members.
That would be horrible. Stop. Yeah.
Like, all of that is incredibly terrifying and invasive. And it's bled out into the physical world too, which is even more terrifying, right? But to me, I think what especially the media needs to understand about this is, in terms of protecting their own reporters, is this is just a tool. Like, harassment is a tool to kind of discredit and silence journalists. And the right-wing media...
There it is. Oh, you know what?
And then the right-wing media.
Plays along with it, right? You mentioned Tucker Carlson.
They play along with it.
Really?
Huh. Yo. All right.
Girl.
So this woman...
Girl.
This woman, well, you know what? Before we even get to what she did, this is another tweet. This is a tweet from her. If your segment or story on online harassment leads to even worse online harassment for your subjects, you fucked up royally and should learn how to cover these things properly before ever talking about them again.
Now, this was from five years ago, right?
Oh, three weeks ago.
Wow. It's almost like she was probably writing her current article while she was tweeting this.
You know what?
Cognitive dissonance.
Same week. All right. This is also her.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating
and terrifying.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry. It's overwhelming.
Cry, bully, sobbing.
I'm so sorry.
Look at it. It says so cry, bully. Vague. By the way, it says 1 in 3 women under 35 experience online harassment. She's 49.
She's 49?
She's 49. According to the quartering, who was posting it, he's been all, you know, posting nonstop about this. And She's 49. So she's,
I would expect better acting from a 49 year old or whatever age she is. Like, come on, practice a little bit before you go on camera.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Yo, your acting skills are horrendous. By the way, here is an image of her actually showing up at Libs of TikTok's family members' homes to dox them and dox Libs of TikTok.
Yep, she's going to get boogied. She's going to get boogied.
It's insane. All right, so they wrote this entire article. I'm not going to read it because I am going to respect her privacy. I mean, it's out there. You can find this article. It's not. It's basically just talking about how Libs of TikTok. See, I'll just read the meet the woman behind the Libs of TikTok, secretly fueling the rights outrage machine. Now this, I want to just break that down.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing secret about what she's doing. She's doing it in the open. She's doing
it's
it
with very public.
It's very, very public. Now, if you don't know what Libs of TikTok does, she goes on TikTok, finds crazy rants from people that are indoctrinating kids, proudly talking about indoctrinating kids, talking about gender theory, explaining their pronouns, all these weird things that they do.
One was a teacher that actually lost their job.
Correct.
The video that Libs of TikTok used was a video that they put out there trying to justify pedophilia.
Yep.
So
exactly.
that is what they do. She goes out there and just uses content that other people post and just repost it and says, well, this is crazy. Or this person is a teacher. She just reposted it.
Yes. That man
she
got
doesn't
fired.
Go to somebody's house.
He absolutely should have gotten fired. Any teacher that's trying to normalize pedophilia should be fired instantaneously.
Yep.
I think it should
be no question.
It should be illegal. It should be illegal to do that. You cannot do that to kids. You are disgusting. You should have been fired instantaneously. Mm. Well, Washington Post has taken upon themselves to turn this into a, like as she said, you know, an alt-right or the right-wing media smear campaigns against these people. Like, oh, you're trying to get these people fired. No, they're getting themselves fired.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference.
I'm just shining the light.
She's a flashlight. She's walking around with a flashlight in a mirror. She's holding up the mirror and they're going, ah! And then everyone's
Stop!
Like, hey, wow, look. Look at these people. Look what they're putting online. They're putting the shit online. It's not like there's no secret about it, Washington Post. And guess what? It's not just people on the right, Washington Post. Okay? There's all sorts of people that do not want their kids being indoctrinated into this. In Florida, over 50% of Democrats, it was like 52%, were all about the parental rights bill.
Yeah.
Parental rights bill. Not the Don't Say Gay bill, which we've discussed. We don't need to get into
it. About that.
So here's these videos from Taylor Lorenz. Now she's straight up said, all right, she likes to go onto TikTok. This is the Washington Post reporter that docs Libs of TikTok. She spoke. She put this out there. She said, I like to go to the top pages of TikTok, the, you know, what's happening or say hello. Just like kind of, I don't know TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. I never will.
Yeah.
But I guess she goes into these things and comments on every single person's post. Hey, haha, that's great. Tell me more. Just these random things. And then she continues. She said, specifically, I do this so I can slide into their DMs and like get, you know, so they're comfortable to talk to me. It's like
that's some weird predator kind of behavior.
That's the wording she chose.
This is what Taylor does.
Yes.
That's weird.
The Washington Post. Like yes, I know exactly. So here, look at this. This is another video from her. It's from Libs of TikTok again.
A bunch of people are asking if I'm going to write about the West Elm Caleb story. No, I'm on book leave. I can't keep writing pieces for the New York Times. I literally do have a lot of deadlines. But journalists who are writing about it, please speak to people with experience in online harassment. I'm not gonna lie, I've been pretty horrified by a lot of the media coverage of this. a lot of people are just aggregating some of the cruelest commentary online and whipping it all up into a news story with absolutely no comment from Caleb or nuance about the situation. The top story on the really this House Beautiful story that doxes Caleb, puts his full name in the story, zero comment from this man. After this whole article gleefully encourages this online harassment and doxing campaign, they literally use him to sell West Elm furniture through affiliate links. Once again, commercializing a harassment and doxing campaign.
Wow. She has absolutely no heart. She's got no heart.
Wow.
She is, you know, the confession by projection. That's what's going on here. She's just saying, oh, online harassment, while harassing someone online, doing the exact same thing that was fake crying about earlier.
Bella, I think 100%. I'm gonna guess out here. 100%. She thinks she's in the right. She does not think she is doing the exact thing she's talking about other people doing to her.
Definitely.
I think she's totally like, well, I'm justified. I'm a journalist. This lips of TikTok is not a journalist. I am a higher being than her, so I can do things because I'm justified. Even though they are exactly the same things you're crying about on camera.
Washington Post released their senior managing editor released this statement. Taylor Lorenz is an accomplished and diligent journalist whose reporting methods comport entirely with the Washington Post's professional standards. Chaya Rychik, that's actually her name, in her management of the Libs of TikTok account in media interviews has had significant impact on public discourse, and her identity had become public knowledge on social media. We did not publish or link any details in her personal life, which is a lie. According to Libs of TikTok, they included a link with personal information, which they later removed because they knew what they were doing was abhorrent.
Absolutely. We did not publish. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did. They absolutely did. And then they removed it after they rightly got bombarded by the internet saying, you are terrible. I mean, Washington Post, you are terrible. I mean, democracy dies in darkness. What? Hmm. Okay, so let's shine a light on everything. Isn't that how it should be?
Yep.
Oh, you think that's misinformation? Well, why don't you spread proper information so people know? Oh, no, just get rid of people who you are saying are misinformation. Fact checkers? More like narrative enforcers. That's what it feels like. Babylon Bee is supposed to be a satirical website, but they never cease to amaze me. Here's this. I don't know how this is satire.
April 19th.
This was just a couple days ago. Yesterday. Because it's 4:20 today.
Oh, it's 4:20.
Happy 4:20.
Hey.
I don't know if you celebrate. I don't anymore, but I used to celebrate this holiday. Liberals raise concerns about account that's making them look bad by just sharing their actual words. Where's the satire?
And their response is to find out their name, find their family members, go to their family members' houses, post their private information online.
Yeah.
Man.
This is
whenever all that they did was repost their actual words.
Yeah. It's like, wait, this should be on Not the Bee, because this is exactly what is happening. This is what happened. What? I don't get it. So look at this. This is now from today. It's from earlier today. Libs of TikTok posted this. Taylor Lorenz, who has millions of Bezos dollars behind her and coordinated with leftist media to dox a private citizen, is the real victim here. Look at what she wrote here.
Mm.
The amount of insane stuff that's happened over the past 24 hours has been unbelievable. It's eye-opening to see how sophisticated and vicious these coordinated attacks have become.
Coordinated attacks! It's coordinated!
I'm grateful to work at a company that takes these issues seriously and is supportive. I'm doing great. Yeah, because you have no heart. You're a soulless wrench.
Soulless wench. Yes.
Wench. I said wrench, but whatever.
She's a tool as well.
Wrenches don't have hearts any either. So,
but you wrenches in the chat. You do that. You have huge hearts.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. No, I like my wrenches, though.
Yeah.
My wrenches.
Wrenches in the chat are great.
Yeah, they're cool. You know, so I'm looking, I'm reading, I'm seeing what these people are posting. You got Right Wing Cope, which is a Twitter account that posts, people on the right basically coping. It's basically the opposite. And then the Surfs TV, they also tweeted this out. And it was a fake image, a fake tweet. This is the only thing that people were like, oh, yeah, if you're defending libs of TikTok, gotcha. What about this? Gotcha. All this stuff. All these people started. That was a beautiful way to you froze there for a second with the. But it was like a glory. No, you were like mid like gotcha. Yeah. It was glorious. But they're doing. The only thing that all these people had was their final like, ha, got you. Yeah. Say something else now. Was this fake tweet. And it is horrifying. Look at this. This is what the left was doing. So you don't actually see the original response, but this is the fake tweet. Milo Y didn't say anything wrong. Are people seriously arguing that you're not ready for sex under 16? That was all distraction. The LGBT propaganda agenda is much more of a threat than the minds to the minds of children. So what this was supposedly in response to was this Milo Y guy talking about sleeping with kids under 16.
Yiannopoulos, I think. Is that who it is?
Yeah. I don't really know much about this guy. Seemingly, I don't want to know much about this guy because I guess I'm not going to like him at all or his takes. But this is what they were spreading around. This is what they were doing. And Ron Coleman, who his firm has represented libs of TikTok for some time. The phony tweet. Oh, here we go. This actually shows it. You can't really read it. But this is the original tweet from Right Wing Cope. Libs of TikTok is a proud defender of grown men having sex with boys who are still in middle school, totally smearing her. So Ron posted, he says, this phony tweet shown below is false and defamatory. Our client never tweeted this. Legal action is being contemplated. Anyone with information concerning the creator of this fake tweet is invited to contact me. And the Surfs already, they have deleted it. So did Right Wing Cope. It's because they were about to get sued for
about to get defaming, the hammer
defaming libs of TikTok. And this is the only argument they have to come up with some fake tweet to try to smear libs of TikTok more. The only let me just reiterate. The only thing libs of TikTok does is hold up a mirror to these crazy ideologies. And people are going, wow, that is crazy. I'm going to pay more attention now. Good. Yeah. Libs of TikTok is a hero. A hero. That's it. That's
yeah. These last 2 years that she's been posting stuff has been great. It's been great to see because these things, like on TikTok, they float under the surface. You don't see them. She does really great work going in there and pulling all of this stuff out and showing people, like, this is what these teachers think when they think that you're not really watching.
Yep.
Whenever they can have these conversations and then post them on their little small TikTok pages or in a meeting, like a hangouts or something, and they think they can be free. This is what they think about it. Yep. So it's been great to have her out there doing that work. Cause good Lord, I'm not going to go into TikTok and do it. Cause geez, that is a hellhole.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's like you said, like it's a mirror. That is all she does. And that's why it makes them so mad because they don't want to see their own faults.
And this is back.
And they don't want you to see them.
This is backfiring on them immensely. Libs of TikTok had 600,000 followers. I don't know exactly how much before this all happened, but she's nearly at 900,000 now. She has gained hundreds of thousands of followers because people are like, oh wow, like I want to see this content. And guess what? The content is just true stuff that is being put on the internet by these crazy people. Yes, I'm calling them crazy. You're crazy. Yeah. They're crazy. Attack me if you want. I don't care. Okay. I'm going to believe what I want. And I believe you are all crazy for posting this stuff. And Libs of TikTok, rightfully so, is posting it. And people are going, wow, that is crazy. So yeah. Washington Post, to go back to your article about doxing a woman who's secretly fueling the rights outrage machine. She may be fueling it, but she's not the one who started it. It's all of these people on the left. It's the people you're championing.
And sometimes outrage is righteous. Righteous yeah. outrage. Like, just because yeah. outrage is outrage doesn't mean it's a bad thing. If Correct. You have teachers, again, this the teacher that got fired,
mm-hmm.
pedophilia, trying to justify that, a yeah. teacher, get rid of them. That is a righteous outrage.
Done. You're done. Yeah. And it worked.
And to try Good. And paint that in a negative light, like, that is exactly what you do. You do that for the left. When you write your New York Post or your New York Times articles, that is what you're doing for the left. You're raging out, you know, you're giving fuel to that outrage.
How dare people not just accept my ideology?
Right. Every single person in the world needs to accept my ideology. And if they don't, then they're just outrageously getting mad about things.
Yeah, man. It is just ridiculous. I'm just going to keep making fun of Taylor Lorenz for a second here. This is actually really hilarious.
And her chipmunk.
This is from Mostly Peaceful Memes. And
this is a kid.
For every 1,000 likes, I'll make Taylor Lorenz's ears even bigger.
Yes.
So I'm going to take you through this glorious thread because it's fantastic. We have
go on a journey here.
This is the first one. Okay. Now it has 58,000 likes.
Now this is the original. These are her natural ears.
This is the natural ears, natural everything. All right. Let's go through this together. Boom. Update one. Okay. Slightly right. larger. Not much of a difference, but
not much of a difference. Slightly but a larger. Bit.
Boom. Update two. Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
We're getting somewhere.
Update three. She's entered the zone of the hobbits.
She's in Middle Earth now.
More. The only good line to come out of the new Star Wars. Here we go. Update five.
No, she got pointy ears now.
She's got looks like a Zelda cosplay or something. Update six. There we go. Getting bigger. Update seven. Satellite.
Oh, she's picking up some data now.
Yep. Those All right. Dishes. Update eight. This is getting really it's thin getting now. Outrageous. It's really stretching the limit here. Oh my
God. What has happened to her nose?
Something happened to her nose. I'm not sure. Maybe she might be morphing into something else. There it is. Update 10.
She's like an anamorph. That's like those books.
We should probably make her gums bigger too. Anyone got a good picture of those landing strips? Okay, the ears keep getting bigger. This is the Harry Potter something.
Dobby close.
Oh my God. Makes sense why she drives a convertible. This one's pretty accurate.
This has got layers.
The type of person. This one's got layers. I like that. Version two. What happened?
Ear went down.
You can't get smaller ears.
Wait, what's going on?
There we go.
Oh, there it was like a and it was exploding after that.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to get smaller before you get bigger. Update. I lost count. Oh no, the gums edition. Is this her? Is this the same person?
Yeah, that's her.
That's a crazy gum to lip ratio.
That is.
Oh my gosh, this is frightening. We doing gums now.
Are they going? Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Oh no, this is horrifying.
Back
to the ears. Okay, back to the ears. Dumbo. Uncanny.
That's Ferengi. What I was looking for.
Those
darn Ferengi.
It works perfect with the gum thing too, because you know they have that weird gum stuff. I mean, they could just keep going now at this point.
Every single type of big eared thing.
You guys keep acting like you're better than me. Journalists who don't dox people. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh man, this is all right. Undoomed to the Ferengi. That's great. So that's glorious. All right. So look, bottom line is Taylor Lorenz, you're a terrible person.
Trash.
You're a trash human being. And Libs of TikTok, you're a hero. Thank you for standing up for what's right and not being afraid to continue, which she's openly stated. Babylon Bee, the CEO of Babylon Bee has reached out to her and they are now going to be coordinating. And she has a job. Whether or not she loses her job in her real life outside of Libs of TikTok. So she is now, she's going to become stronger than ever. All right.
You tried to take her down, Taylor, but you lost. Mm-hmm. You only made her more powerful.
You made her much stronger.
She's like Thanos. She got more of the little journalist crystals on her.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, she's so Taylor Renz, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's move on. I do have to cut it in about a half hour, so I'm gonna read some super chats right now.
Let's do it.
Just because they're pertinent to what we were talking about, I'm sure. Robert Wild says, I hope this makes Betty smile, Dan and Francisco smile. I had to get help, but I have the money to send to the Leg of Doom to quarter Garrett. Leg just need Doom. 40. All good. It's coming. It's on the way. He's going to send you that Leg of Doom. Yeah,
he talked to me about it. We talked.
I love it. I love it. Allison C says, if you don't like what you see in the mirror, breaking the mirror won't fix the problem. Boom. I love that. That is a good line, Allison.
These are facts.
Sejong, what's good? It says, there's videos of planes, the plane, one plane. There's no universal consensus. I'd rather hope not. Not one group of 100 people agree on anything. What were we talking about when you said that? I'm not sure what we were referring to, what that's referring to. But Thurston Howell says CDC just told the DOJ to re-implement mask mandates. Well, they asked them to appeal it.
Yeah.
And I have an article. We'll get into that in a second. Sejong says, don't call me a common tool, Garrett. That's right.
No, you're not a common tool. You're a tool in the chat. You're an excellent tool. Tools are great.
Salt Army from celebrating 4 months. Says, should doxing be a federal crime? Make Newport go round and round. Oh man, I didn't even notice
that he was down for the count.
Oh no,
I haven't done that in a while. Still got it. All right, let me fix this because this is not okay.
Yeah, get that spinning.
I got you. I got you, Salt. I got you, Salty. All right, we're good. We're good. Bobcat says, breaking news, U.S. Capitol Police are tracking an aircraft that might pose a threat. An evacuation order has been issued. What?
Say what?
Okay, outside the D.C. area? What? Where would that have come from? What kind of aircraft could have gotten close enough to D.C. that could pose a threat? I mean, what? I don't know. I smell something fishy. Yeah, something doesn't smell right with that. But that's interesting. I don't know. And should doxing be a federal crime?
You're not.
Yeah, I didn't answer.
Police
that.
Order evacuation of U.S. Capitol over aircraft threat.
Wow.
Yeah, this is an ongoing story.
Interesting.
This is Bloomberg. I'm reading it from. So I mean,
okay,
it's not a trash website, but it's a trash website. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, Bloomberg's definitely trash. Interesting. Doxing in the sense of what doxing is should be illegal. You know, when there's, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer. I feel like there's, I my instinct is to say yes, but at the same time, you know, the internet and
There's no Bill of Rights like we were talking last week. Right. About. There's no internet Bill of Rights. So
right. You know, my instinct is to say yes, but at the same time, it's like, is there times where it's warranted? And I think maybe there is, but you know, so I don't know. I think that's a tricky question that deserves more than just like an offhanded yes or no. Low watermark for 25. Thank you so much. Says great job so far, guys. See you on the other side. All right, watermark. Thank you. Appreciate that. Vasidius for 20. What's up, Vasidius? Says Taylor Lorenz witnessed a murder in 2015 in Baltimore. Watched a guy get stabbed to death in the street and talked to the press. She got PTSD from the internet, but nothing from that. Posted
totally
the article to your locals. Are you serious? She got upset from the internet, but not.
She should have used that trauma to fuel her tears, but she didn't. She just had no tears. There was just she needs to go take one acting class. She would have used that trauma in her acting, but she did not. Shame.
Wow. Taylor Renz, an editor for the Business Insider, and her fiance were riding their bikes on Jonas Falls Trail when they saw the men fighting. Renz said they watched as the victim was pulled into the street by his dreadlocks. She didn't see a knife and thought the suspect was punching him until he started bleeding. Blood started erupting from out of his chest. Somebody said, stop. This didn't give her PTSD?
It's like a psychopath, you know? It doesn't feel any empathy or sympathy for anybody else. You just, like, watch somebody get stabbed.
He didn't just start bleeding.
I get
her own words. Blood started erupting out of his chest. Like, seriously? Wow.
That's didn't give crazy. You PTSD? All right, come on.
Thanks, Vasidius. Yeah,
full of crap.
That's crazy. Scott Campbell says, Adam, first super chat to you here. Loved you on Nick the Nose last night. You rock, keep doing. Thank you, Scott. I had a fantastic time over on Nick's show. I love joining Nick on his show. I always laugh
Nick's great
my
man.
Ass off. He is hilarious. And for those who don't know, he is covering the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp court case that's happening right now. He's been on the stand, actually, Johnny Depp, for the past couple of days. And, you know, Nick does a fantastic job of breaking down lawyer terms that you might not understand if you're trying to watch it on your own. But very insightful and very worth watching. And just Nick Riccata in general is just a fantastic person. You gotta follow him if you don't. So
entertaining fellow.
Hey, Darth Call, what's up, dog? He says, what up, boys? I'm back. Only took 72 hours. Yes, wow. Your internet's back.
The internet's finally back?
Yeah, jeez. His internet died. For those who don't know, Call sucks. Dropped out of Bay Staff Mondays because his internet died. And it took him until right now, I guess, wow. According to Call, he now has his internet back. It took him that long. Craziness. Wow. Well, it's good glad to have you back, Call. Good to have you back. Sejong again says, I was referring to the next topic. And our amazing press secretary, Potato Chips. If you find yourself correcting, it's gold. Planes, plane, one plane. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm not going to have the time to look for it because we are kind of in a rush. But Sejong for $20. Thank you, Sejong. Says doxing is kind of a federal crime. Proof of damage is the burden of proof necessary to make it punishable. It can either be deemed civil or criminal. Information. Mm. Has to not be widely available free to the general public. Okay, that makes sense. Kind of like defamation. Like if you could prove that the doxing damaged your life in some way.
Your reputation in some way. Yeah.
Right. Okay. You know, see, exactly. Right. There's things that, see, that would make sense. Scott Campbell says doxing should not be illegal. Neither should shooting the doxers. Just saying. See, wow. You're getting into some territory. I don't know. All right, I'm just going to leave it at that. Vesidius for 10 says, I don't consider it doxing if you publish a biography of a person without the exact address and contact information. Otherwise, I just consider a biography. Well, then it wouldn't be doxing, though. So, like, doxing is specifically exposing someone's personal information, you know?
Information that they themselves had not posted on the internet.
Right, exactly.
You went with the intent to go find information and post that information.
Right. All right, let's move on because I don't have that much more time. Next, we're talking about this mask mandate. U.S. federal judge rules CDC mask mandate unlawful and invalidates it for public transport.
Wow, it only took you 3 freaking years.
Well, 2.
Well, but, 2. It felt like 3.
That may be true. In a case brought by the Health Freedom Defense Fund, a federal judge concluded the mask mandate exceeds the CDC's statutory authority and violates the procedures required for agency rulemaking under the APA. Boom. Very hyped about it.
It's good precedent, though. Like, next time they try some crap like this, just pull
this
out this
is
and
be
like, look.
Her name is Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell. She is the judge that overturned the CDC's unlawful mask mandate on planes and trains. She's 35, clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas, was appointed by President Trump and confirmed by the Senate in November of 2020. Nice. Thank you so much, Judge Mizell. You're fantastic. You were right. It is unconstitutional. I really appreciate that. Of course, the CDC is trending. I have a feeling it's probably because they're trying to push. Yep, the whole mask mandate. Oh, I have another article. I'm not gonna
get
do
Washington Post.
This is the way people are come on, load it up. No, did it get deleted?
No.
Did he delete it?
Darth Calls affected you. Now your internet's not working.
No, this is not my internet. This has been deleted. The tweet has been deleted.
Oh yeah.
All right, so I could roughly tell. I can't say who it was. I don't recall who said this, but basically it was someone calling for like, yay, this judge like followed through with the Constitution, blah blah blah, about something completely different that like, you know, something on the left was excited about, and then the same person did the same thing against the woman.
I love Defiant L's.
Mizell. Yeah, I know. Defiant L's is another one of those amazing accounts.
Great accounts.
But Christine Pashaw, she's DeSantis's press secretary. I think that's right, press secretary? I think that's what she is, but she's just changed it. But why mention her age? Does he think 35 is too young to understand and interpret the law? It's definitely not. Most people who don't live in a bubble have been working for 15 years by the age of 15. Maybe he is just a misogynist, infantilizing an intelligent and successful woman, which in fact she is. She earned her place. She was a clerk under Clarence Thomas, who's a Supreme Court justice. Yeah. Like, this woman is awesome. All right. And of course, the left side of Twitter is trying to slam her for being too young, for being Trump appointed, that, you know, not one judge could do this, but she's a federal judge and ruled it unconstitutional. And people were hyped,
man. They were singing and playing and stuff, singing, taking the freaking
look at the smile on this woman's face. The flight attendants, not all flight attendants are bad and power trippers. Many of them are. I've dealt with some power tripping, but a lot of them are very nice, and they were forced to wear them no matter what. So you can imagine that. I mean, and they had to wear it all day long. They don't get to take it off when they leave. That's their job. They were on a plane. So I can understand. I'm just going to go to some of these videos real quick.
This is the captain speaking.
Look at that excitement.
So right now, all flights in JetBlue, we don't require a mask. So you
guys want to go. She's so hyped.
Take them.
She's so hyped. She's so Uber dropped its mask requirement. People were so upset. But man, the whole,
it's about
like leftist time. Community. They were like, I'm still gonna wear a mask anyway.
And go ahead.
This is exactly.
Go ahead. Wear it if
like,
you want to.
That's the funny part. It's like, good. Yeah. You're welcome to.
That's what we've been saying the whole time.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing. Go ahead. Wear a mask. I don't care. Why does it? It doesn't bother me if you want to wear a mask. In fact. Yeah. It got so bad that The Atlantic had to write an article about one-way masking. If you're vaccinated, boosted, and wearing N95, you're protected no matter what others are doing. They wrote a full article about how it's okay to wear a mask on your own.
Talk about cope. Yeah, that's what we need.
Like, yeah, I mean, we've all been saying that for the whole time. Like,
if you want to wear one, you can wear one, man.
You know, I also
want
to
put your safety blanket on all you want.
This is from Brittany Martinez. She works for EV Magazine, or she's CEO, founder and editor in chief of EV Magazine.
Oh, just worked there.
Classic women's magazine. One of the only like real women's magazines out there. She posted this. Remember this? When this lady hit an older man on her flight because he didn't want to wear a mask. She took her mask down and literally hit him. And was calling him the worst names ever.
Took
and
her mask down. That's like,
yeah, like, wait, you're getting in his face.
Stop it.
This pathetic man took pictures of every maskless person.
Oh, I remember that.
In the airport. Yeah, all these. Oh, man, this is just like the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, man, they're not wearing their mask.
Dude, the amount of things that I've seen. Now I'm seeing this one where a nurse is wearing a mask. She's like, I'm so tired. Everyone's out there celebrating not wearing masks, but. You know, like,
they keep
it's,
doing.
You're just making it worse. It's like, oh my gosh,
stop it.
I, you know what? There's some things
you
I
took
say,
the job,
but I can't.
You took right? the job. That's what you wanted. You signed up to be a nurse and take care of sick people. So whenever there are sick people, stop complaining about it. Just take care of them. That's what
you. She spit on him too. That's right. She spit on. Spit I forgot on about
him.
That.
Oh,
she spit on him.
Have no logic. Like, there's no logic. It's like, how dare you not wear a mask?
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, what?
It makes
like,
no sense. Like, what?
Stop it.
Well, they're all probably celebrating like crazy because the CDC asked Justice Department to appeal ruling that lifted travel mask mandate. This was as of today. They did that. CDC said in a statement that it is continuing assessment that at this time, an order requiring masking in the indoor transportation corridor remains necessary for public health. CDC believes this is a lawful order, well within CDC's legal authority to protect public health. CDC continues to recommend that people wear masks in all indoor public transportation settings. That is the key. that is the extent of what you should be allowed to do. They don't make rule. They don't make laws. CDC doesn't make laws. They can't declare that things are a law.
It's like you can't just come in and say you now have to do this according to me now, God, CDC.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't just do that.
Yeah, and I
and they got they got away with it for 2 years, man. They got away with it.
Dude, and over the past 2 years, they've bounced around on all sorts of different issues.
Changed their mind on all kinds of things.
They've gone back and forth.
Say specifically, but
yeah, I can't get into specifics, but I think all of you know exactly what I am talking about.
You guys smart.
They know. They know. Yeah, they get it. Yeah. So, everyone needs to understand that your health is your responsibility. Period. So is the way that you handle things, your emotions. You're responsible about how you are affected by other people's emotions. And all these people are just so triggered by all these things that other people are doing. Hey, look, you want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. But according to the law, it's unconstitutional to force me to wear a mask. Period.
Deal with it.
All right. I got, let me just read a couple more super chats. Marine Rebel. I got this. I almost did it again. Rebel, I got you. I got you this time. Long live libs of TikTok. Everyone to join the salty berserker army. Yes. Long live libs of TikTok. 100% agree with you there.
Yeah.
Sejong says, Norris, Adam, one plane is now in locals. Please enjoy the free opposition research. All right, well, let me check this out. Let's see, he must have posted it.
Planes.
Okay, hold on. Pull this up.
Are we talking about the DC situation?
I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what she's saying here.
Would note, I know this is often said, and maybe some of it is because there was the video of people on planes on one plane taking off their masks. Public polling show that there is a universal view of people getting rid of masks. Yeah. That's not actually.
I've seen so many videos.
Like, plane.
I've
plane.
Seen so I many mean, videos.
One I mean, one plane. That's what I meant to say. One.
Oh, stop my it. Gosh.
Your job is I've to seen, lie. We don't there believe
was,
you.
There was one flight attendant singing and dancing with a yeah, garbage
going down,
bag.
He's like, down the settings.
His song take was literally, throw away your mask.
Yeah, and everybody was like, you.
Everyone's like, woo!
Having a good time.
They already threw away all their planes.
Yeah. Well, all the plane. I mean, all one plane. Just one plane.
One,
I mean,
one plane was thrown away. Just one. Jen Psaki.
Oh, she, no.
You know, all of these talking heads
Jen.
For the government and the media, it's comical.
Yeah.
It's comical at this point, like how much they're trying to hold on to their narrative.
My power. I can't keep the power. No, keep the power. And that's what CDC is going. Please, no, you can't repeal that. I need my power still, though.
Oh my gosh, dude. I need the power. Please don't take the power from me.
The power's in the people's hands.
Yes, and it should be.
And it should be there.
Yes, it absolutely should be.
Which means you have the power in your hands to put on a mask if you want to. You can't put somebody else in a mask.
Boom. There it is. Yarn Witch for $20. Thank you, Miss Witch. Yarn Witch. My COVID-fearing parents wore masks to our wedding last year and were hesitant to first give hugs. But then they were okay with everyone blowing bubbles. The brainwashing from the left keeps from critical thinking.
Yes.
Well, first, let me say, I'm sorry that happened. But most importantly, congratulations on getting married last year.
Good job.
I hope that it was an amazing moment for you. Obviously, there was some things that would have been better without some brainwashing, as you say. And I know many people whose parents are very brainwashed, and it is really sad to the point where they are alienated from their own families. And that's really tough.
That's sad.
And you know, we think about the whole movement, and I say movement, and this is all encompassing, this movement to break up the family unit, right? Mm-hmm. And we can, what movement, pick one. All of them want to get rid of the family unit. They want to break people apart, keep people separated. And it was working. And I say was, because look at Libs of TikTok. Look at Defiant L's. Look at these pages that are blowing up because they're speaking out. They're calling out the hypocrisy, calling out the craziness, you know, bringing community back. And people are coming together and going, hey, wow, that is crazy. And that's why they're so upset.
This is enough. We've had enough. Like 2 years of this. And from the start, people have been having questions going, maybe this isn't right. Why are we doing this? A lot of people, you got a lot of people with fear, you know, like the parents, they have fear. That's what it is. It's I'm afraid. So I'm going to wear this mask and I'm not going to hug anybody. But you're not really thinking, because then you're fine with blowing bubbles and you're fine with doing stuff like that. Yep. You're not thinking critically. You're just thinking through fear.
Yep.
And that's what they had on us. And that's what all of these, like, I mean, you, like Steven, like a lot of our friends go out and do is put a mirror up to people.
Yep.
Unlift, you know, shine a light on all these cockroaches going, hey, this place is infested. Maybe we should think about this stuff before we start just believing in it. And over time, and I'm sad that it took this long. I really am. Like, I thought we weren't as susceptible to brainwashing as a society as we are. Like, that was what one of the main things I took out of 2020 was how easily we were manipulated. Yep. And that was scary. So I'm hoping this will be a wake up call to a lot of people to question things next time. Like,
me too.
Hey, whenever, just because CDC said something, I mean, maybe we get another opinion. Maybe we don't lock everything down. We think about some stuff before we start making rash decisions.
Yep.
I don't know. But yeah, it's important to have all these people like you, man, out there talking about this stuff, getting strikes. But it's got to be said. Stuff's got to be said.
Well, they haven't given me a strike in a little while. Knock on wood. But I'm not going to change my tune. In fact, I've kind of... You might have noticed I swear a little bit more now, because I do swear, you know, I swear when I'm talking normally. And I actually read something about swearing, swear words almost don't exist anymore. I mean, they exist, but they're more emotional expressions and amplification usage, you know. It's not really just like, oh, you swore, you know, because the word,
how rude, you said it,
right? The F word could be used in all sorts of different ways. It could be a noun, it could be an adjective, it could be a verb, it could be all these different you could use it, you could say it like five times in a sentence and it's it means a different thing in each time. But I feel like I'm allowing myself to be a little bit more me on my show, and I love it. I'm getting more and more, and I'm already very comfortable behind a camera. But
I think you're doing it the right way. I use it way too much. I curse way too much. It's bad. But you use it in very poignant. Whenever it's like, I've had enough. You know,
I need to emotionally stamp this sentence.
This word. Encapsulate how I feel about this situation, you know, and just throwing it around all the time. I need to take some notes. Can I take some notes from you? Mm-hmm. Don't say please the do. F word please so do. Much.
Yeah.
Cut down on the F word. Just half. Half of the time.
It, you know, and you said it though. When I do use it, it drives the point home a lot stronger. Like, whoa, like damn, he actually swore there. A more strong example is like when Tim Pool swears. Like, I've seen him swear, like he swears, but on his show he doesn't. You know, when he's very good at being professional when the camera's on, and when he does swear, it's very few and far between. But it's when he is enraged and pissed about something, and it like, whoa, when you hear him, someone like him swear. You know, it's like if you were to hear Ben Shapiro swear. Which he actually did swear the other day. Someone was like yelling something, you know, and then he basically was like, fuck off. And Ben Shapiro was like, all right, well, two things. One, fuck off is not an argument. And everyone started laughing because hearing him just say that is funny because Ben Shapiro. And then he said, two, I'm not interested. It's like, oh, that's, he's, you know, that's great. That was, it was quick. He was doing a Q&A with at a college somewhere. But, you know, it's like hearing people like that swear, it's like, it makes you pay attention a little bit more. Yeah. Instead of
it's the diluting of words, you know. I True. Dilute the meaning of the F word because I say mm-hmm. it all the time. Whenever you, like my grandma, my Christian grandma, would, you know, she's very classic, old-fashioned.
Yeah. But same with my grandma.
Popped off an F word, I'd be like, whoa, grandma, what are you doing? Like, what happened? Something serious is happening right now, you know?
Oh, man. Have you ever heard of, man, what is that game? Telestrations? Have you ever seen Telestrations? Yeah. Have you ever heard of Telestrations After Dark?
No.
Okay, so Telestrations, for those
I turn regular Telestrations into After Dark if I'm
okay
picking up what you're putting down.
Right, so Telestrations is basically the game of telephone with pictures. All right, you get a card, you get a word, and you write it down at the beginning of this book, and the book flips over and it's got little whiteboards, and you have to draw what the word is and then pass it on, and then the next person has to guess what your picture is on the next page, and then the next person has to draw what that person's guess was, and it goes around the table, and then eventually, you know, it could either the closest whoever's book the first drawing, whatever, wins, or I don't know. The
whatever's closest to the original word.
If you're laughing, the game is a success. But After Dark,
I played this with my Discord one time.
Dude, After Dark is the dirty version. It is dirty. All right. So if you turn it dirty, just play the After Dark version.
Just play that.
I got my sister this, and I've played with my grandmother, who is the same. She's very Christian, she's very proper. And she is the dirtiest one out of all of us.
That's what you gotta.
She's so
older
great.
Grandmas, you know, they lived a life. Okay. They've lived a life.
That is the best. Playing, if you guys have the chance, if you're lucky enough to have your grandparents with you, I hope that you are. Do yourself a favor and get that game, Telestrations. I'm not paid by Telestrations After Dark, but get that game and play it with your grandparents. You will be laughing your ass off.
That sounds like fun.
It's memorable. So definitely check that out. Mr. Squiggle says, it was more shocking hearing you say hunky-dory than you said. I forgot I said that.
What was the context? When did you say
I don't know.
Did you say
I was saying, like, everything's hunky-dory, you know, because...
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. You know, I actually heard a new phrase today. Johnny Depp,
A-okay.
Johnny Depp was on the stand, and he said he was referring to Amber Turd pooping on the bed, and he was talking about it multiple times. He was talking about it, but he started referencing it again, and he's like, and you know, when the time that Amber dropped a grumpy on the bed, and I was like, dropped a grumpy, so is that like,
I mean, I guess she was grumpy.
Is that an angry turd?
Yeah,
that isn't in the toilet.
It's where you squeeze one out when you're really mad.
when you purposefully put it somewhere other than the toilet angrily to spite someone.
As a message.
That's a grumpy. And I've never heard it before, and I was laughing much. Yes, that actually happened. Amber Heard pooped on his bed. And then they were like, trying to be like, yeah, well, are you sure it was Amber Heard? Like, don't you have dogs? And he's like,
I can tell the difference between a dog turd and a human turd,
like,
I think.
They're miniature, like, they're tiny little dogs. They're like little minis. And it was just like, I don't remember the exact...
You're not going to produce that amount of
breed they were.
Material?
he's like, and I've had them for years. That was not a dog turd. Like, that was a grumpy.
She did it because he showed up late to her birthday because he was at work.
So like, stupid, man. It's so crazy.
Crazy.
All right, I love you guys. I've got to go. Right now, I am actually jumping right over to, quite frankly, you know what? Let me get the...
Get the link.
Link, and I will drop it in chat right now. I'm going over to his channel right now. He is probably live. I believe he's currently live. He is. He's currently live. I'm jumping over right now to join him because he doesn't have that much time. I'm about to jump right over. I just put the link in the chat. Remember to go follow Garrett tonight. He's watching The Thing.
The Thing with Mark.
I've never
Cyborg.
Seen it.
You never seen it.
It's another conversation,
dude,
for another day.
Talk about that later,
I can't watch your show because I'm going live, and also I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, go watch Adam, and then, you know, mosey over to my channel, and I'll probably still be live.
All right, so I'll see you guys over there. Let's go raid this guy and talk to him. I'm looking forward to him. He's the first person to have ever reached out to me after Tim fired me, and I was like, bro, that's cool. And he's like, you know, just take your time, whatever. And it's just taken this long for me to finally join a show. So I'm actually looking forward to it. All right, Garrett, you're the man. I'll see you next time. Everybody.
I'll see you later, brother.
Love you all. I'll see y'all.
Peace.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.